last week, Emily Blunt apparently turned down Invisible Woman. So it wasn't that they were going with Jennifer Lawrence to begin with. That's kind of their next option.
That is a terrible decision.
I hope they don't do that.
Why Emily Blunt turned it down, I have no idea. But, you know, they're saying.
I heard because of the family, that's last I heard.
This is more Spider-Man news. I think they're getting ready to wrap shooting on that. The rumor is Willem Dafoe is back. It's going to end up being Norman Osborn for the MCU. So I guess after the whole multiverse thing, he'll be stuck here and then he's going to start doing whatever. Which, you know, that was always kind of a big question, who's going to play Norman Osborn. And there's a rumor about Ned. I saw a picture of Jacob Batalon. Apparently he lost like 100 pounds. And so people are pretty convinced that eventually he's going to end up being Hobgoblin.
That would suck.
That would work, actually.
Think so?
Because it was a whole Harry Osborn thing. And why go Harry Osborn when you can go something else completely different?
Well, I think the fact that it's his best friend. So yeah, it gives it a more meaningful dynamic, I guess. Not to say that he couldn't have met Harry later on down the line, but I think, I guess they're trying to make use of who they have in place now just to keep continuity, I would say. Other than that, I think She-Hulk started filming. Hawkeye is still filming.
Who's the actress for She-Hulk?
Tatiana Maslany, I think it is. And a few people have come out and said that Loki is the best Disney Plus show Marvel has. And so they're basically saying, like, people were good. People like WandaVision, people like Falcon and Winter Soldier. A couple people came out and said, you ain't seen shit yet. Loki is the best one.
He is a legacy character.
Thor's still filming. The big question about what studios are going to do because of this vote in Georgia. The only director I've heard so far who said that he's not going to film in Georgia now is Indiana 5 director. Apparently he came out and said, yeah, he's not going to film in Georgia.
You also have Tyler Perry Studios in Georgia.
The studio boycotting the film in Georgia for a while, but I don't think in the long run they're going to be like, oh, we're losing so much money. Studios are doing it because they get a good tax break. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the reason why people shoot in Canada or shoot in Vancouver.
I don't know how much them filming in Atlanta is bringing to Atlanta. I've never heard where it was like, oh my God, this is such an influx of money. Atlanta's still just Atlanta. It is what it is. I ain't heard about Jeremy Renner being up in Magic City getting lap dances, but who
Kevin
knows?
Foggy making it rain, yo.
I don't see how that's going to do anything. Hopefully we should get a trailer for Eternal soon. Black Widow apparently is on pace for whatever new date they put out because they pushed all them dates back. So like Shang-Chi's pushed back to, what is it, like September, November now? I forget. But
I haven't even seen anything from that to really ascertain. Has there been anything like photos?
There's not even been a hint of photos. And people online have been getting kind of upset. Like, we haven't got an Eternals trailer. We don't have a Shang-Chi trailer. But you all are pumping these things out, pushing the dates like it's coming soon, and we literally don't even have a teaser. Nobody knows what to expect, but Keith has always said, and I agree with what he's saying now at this point. At this point, you just, Marvel got the benefit of the doubt. Even if it don't make sense, it seems to work out, so.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel has a benefit of the doubt, not Disney. And that same Chi thing, I got a bad feeling about that. Like, well, especially after that Mulan mess.
It seemed like they would have tried to put something out in regards to that. Photos and like, hey, look at us, we're progressive.
I think Ms. Marvel is still scheduled to come out later this year. I think they've already been filming.
Really?
And I want to say she's got a scene popping up in something. I thought I read. I might have to go back and look at it again. But I mean, honestly, there hasn't been too much Marvel news because everybody's stuck on the Snyderverse and the topic of conversation now. So,
well, apparently people are review bombing Godzilla versus King Kong or King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, that shit, like, the best part is the monsters. But I already figured that anyway. Like, I was already going to go in with fake shitty acting. I don't expect the storyline to make sense. As long as Kong Godzilla's fight scenes are good, I'm straight.
The last Godzilla movie.
Like, the rest of it, not expecting.
That thing was trash, yeah.
I really wanted to like Godzilla.
That 2014 one is okay.
I agree. The first one was okay, but that last one, I'm not going to lie, about halfway through, it was hard for me to keep watching.
I mean, it was trash. Yo. And it was so unbelievable. We're going to fight with Godzilla now. I'm like, yo, this is like an 800-foot tall lizard. Get the fuck out the way. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
You had Mothra. Like, you had every element to automatically get me in. And I'm saying, like, halfway through, I was just like, why? Kind of like fucking Wonder Woman. When I tell you that third act, I couldn't deal with it. Like, once Millie Bobby Brown fucking hit, put the thing on the speakers in the stadium, and I was like, the fuck is going on? And then the mother shows up, and whatever. Fucking,
yeah.
I was cool.
All you had to do is, we're the crazy people. We're going to unleash these creatures on the world to save the world.
Purify the earth.
And that was it. All I want to see him do is run away in horror. That's the only acting I need. Like Bryan Cranston. Get the fuck out of the way. Oh, my God. And screaming like, holy hell, what is happening? Instead, he's like, we got to fight, launch a nuke, and revive Godzilla with CPR. What the fuck? What the hell is going on? Now you got the little girl touching King Kong's fingertip. I what the hell?
Surprised he didn't eat her.
Well, again, no, keep going back to that Kong, King of the Monsters, like whatever that movie was with Samuel Jackson. That movie's bad.
No, that was a good movie, yo. Talking about that movie was bad. That movie was good, yo.
It says about all this trash that we're about to see.
What the hell are you talking about, yo? That movie was good.
You talk about Suicide Squad, the Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. The trailer. Talk about that, yeah.
What did everybody think about the Suicide Squad trailer?
I liked it. I don't know much about the characters, and I really, really, really hope that James Gunn developed these characters, because if not, they're just going to be expendable pieces. Because from my understanding, they said don't get attached to any of the characters, because Warner Brothers gave him the green light to do whatever he want, whenever he wanted, to include killing off characters.
Well, Holly Quinn's going to survive, I can tell you that much.
What's that? One of his things with this was to kind of do her properly. Her costume is more comic accurate than anything else she's had on. I think, like, even she's got the split hair, the white on one side, the black on the other. So I think part of it's a redemption for her. I guess I trust James Gunn to do good. It wasn't a terrible trailer. I mean, you can see that they're kind of going all King Shark was ripping people apart and eating them. So that's something.
It reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy, first trailer for that. Hard to the time. It's like, all right, Guardians of the Galaxy. We know it's going to be another superhero movie, and let's see how it turns out. So I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, it's DC, so.
That's the other end of the equation. They are known to screw up things. Like, you have the hottest thing in comic book movies right now. It was like, oh, yeah, we're done with that. That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Like, where is Suicide Squad going to go? It's part of your universe. And if so, like I said, I'm quite, like, where does it fit in? Because like you said, Batman is in a totally different time period. So this has nothing to do with that. Like, nothing's intertwining, or to me, it's just a one-off. Okay, well, hopefully it's good. But then after that, then what do I get? What's the payoff? I guess is my biggest question.
The fact that these Warner Brothers executives still have their jobs is very telling. I mean, you're looking for things in a down economy to generate buzz, to generate dollars. You have that, and then you say you're done with it.
And apparently they want to go with J.J. Abrams. So,
no. Okay. Oh, man. Like, God damn it.
It's a trigger.
That is a trigger, all right? I'm not even going to lie. That's a fucking trigger, yo. God damn it.
You just start off with the letter J. He's like, oh, God!
Fucking J.J. Abrams, yo.
The Rock is happy because Pierce Brosnan got cast as a... Was it Black... Was it Knight? Black Knight? Dark? What the fuck is his name?
Dr. Fate, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Dr. Fate?
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, I'm fine with that. Fate? I'm fine with that. Get the fuck out of here. Shit. All right.
So, that's the only thing really going on with DC. Black Adam's getting ready to start shooting any day now. So...
Has anybody seen that Young Rock show?
It's supposed to be pretty good.
If you are a fan of The Rock, then...
It's a 10.
Yes, then it's that
type. I like The Rock, but I watched the first episode, and I haven't watched the episode since.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
I was just kind of like, I can't watch multiple episodes of this shit.
Well, he's got three time periods. When he's a kid, when he's a teenager, and when he's an adult in college. And he's narrating his own life, and it's like, it's too much of The Rock.
Yeah, and he's running for president in the future. So he's going back telling all his life stories.
I hope he doesn't. Oh, God. He'll be the quickest person to be hated.
It's too much of The Rock. It's enough, dude. Stop. Just chill. I don't know what else to say.
Trying to strike the iron while it's hot. You know what it is? He's just pumping shit out to get whatever he can get and keep it moving.
I mean, but The Rock...
He's trying to hit that $1 billion. That's what he's trying to do.
I think he's just overexposed right now. He's in too much stuff.
He's been overexposed.
It's really when he got put on to Fast and the Furious. Fast Five, his addition in the Fast Five was good. It's positive. But all the subsequent stuff after that, when he was grabbing rockets.
about that.
But grab rockets with bare hand and turn them around. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Or if you remember that disaster movie, San Andreas, he was in. I think between Fast Five and Jumanji, those are probably the last two movies I really have liked him in. And the rest of the stuff is just kind of that mildly dribble. That one where the tower was on fire.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That was just all about
China money.
Everything's about money.
Essentially, yeah.
And the only reason why I think Jumanji really works is because it's kind of a different character with him playing the little scrawny dude.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason why it worked. And then the second one, he played, what was he? Played Danny DeVito, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart played Danny Glover. So that's why I worked in that. But like outside of that, it's kind of like, dude, you're the same dude every movie, for real.
Yeah, basically, it's Tom Cruise is kind of like the same person in every movie.
Why he should only do Mission Impossible. Because like I said, I'm fucking on board till the end. The rest of this shit, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Well, to his credit, Tom Cruise does have an impressive range. He can do other shit.
But he doesn't. He doesn't choose to. I mean, he does.
He's kind of the same boat. It's like now, I think he's all in on, this is what works and what makes me money, so I'm just going to do this.
Or it's the same thing like Liam Neeson for a while. He was only doing
same dude
cop drama action movies, thriller movies.
Or he crushes everybody.
Well, that's basically all he does now.
Like, he said he's going to be retiring from all that, but
where his son gets killed and he's fucking up everybody on the snow. Because then the movie right after that, I rented down on Redbox. Basically the same shit again. Just a different... But it's the same dude.
And it was the one about the train that he was on.
It's basically the same dude.
Yeah.
Nothing changes at all. All right, so...
Nonstop. The same thing with the train.
But his last movie. Okay, Honest Thief. Same dude.
Yeah.
Saw that shit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cold Pursuit. That was one in the snow. Same dude.
Did not see that one.
The Commuter. Same dude.
Yeah. Again, that Nonstop movie was like just prime Liam Neeson.
Like, got something coming out called The Marksman. A rancher on the Arizona border.
Yeah, that actually already came out, and I've seen bits and pieces of that. Yeah, and
basically the same dude again, just on a ranch.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't mad at him if we got to pay the bills, but like, I hope you are Galactus, because I need you to do something else now, for real.
Riding that Taken wave forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty soon they'll make a fucking Taken 4. Couldn't be Taken again.
Because didn't they make a TV show out of that?
Yeah, they did.
Out of what?
Taken.
Yeah, it was like his early years and stuff. I think it was on USA. And they ended up canceling that shit.
Quick. Same thing like Transporter. Did that, made that a show, and then that got canceled.
Yeah. Right away. And then like whatever he did with the more recent one was not good.
With Ed Skrein?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was a remake when they tried to give it a nice little reboot and shit.
Yeah. First movie's still good. And also those Crank movies.
I remember you trying to tell me about that Crank movie. I was like, that's some bullshit. No, you didn't. Sure enough, in order to get his heart rate up, he had sex with his girlfriend in the damn street.
I think it was at a horse racing track.
All right, man, that's even worse, yo. Shit.
Watch those again. Just insane.
Oh, did I tell y'all Shuri might not be getting the mantle now?
I think I saw that.
Yeah, they basically are going with what I said originally they need to do, which is bring back Killmonger and let him deal with it. Apparently,
how would they do that?
Before, but you say what?
How would they do that?
Well, Killmonger didn't actually die. Okay.
Right, so after Black Panther, there was a rumor that technically never saw him die. That when his body fell, there were people, and I think it was just wishful thinking at the time, it was just some bullshit, but people were saying, how do we know T'Challa didn't lean forward and put a kimono bead into the wound? And so, fuck, they did it with Ross, so you never know. So, I'm assuming that's what they're going to do, is that T'Challa did end up saving him despite his wishes to die, put him in jail anyway, and try to rehab him. And then after T'Challa dies, he basically deals with, he's the last reigning heir other than Shuri. She can't do it, so his rehabilitation or his redemption story is he defends and saves Wakanda, the place his father always wanted him to see and live in anyway.
Well, if he does that, then that kills his Superman idea, which rumors and shit, which I would approve of that just to kill J.J. Abrams trying to use him. He'd be the type of person that would try to do it because he wants to bring justice to the role or something like that and thinks that Abrams is going to back him, but he's not understanding that there's some shit.
My issue Fuck with J. Michael B. Jordan. We just got finished talking about certain actors, actresses being the same in every movie. He is kind of like the same in every movie. And he doesn't have the dynamic range that Chadwick Boseman had. Chadwick Boseman did a lot of dramas. He had a theater background. And he wound up in a superhero movie. Like, that's a big, wide range, big swath of acting ability. Michael B. Jordan, even if you look at Creed and like some of his earlier stuff, pretty much the same person. I just would recast Black Panther. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Michael B. Jordan.
I told you who my choice was, but dead set on they're not going to recast it. So, like I said, the only safe bet that I would have gone with is Killmonger, because Yuen de Shuri is not the move.
Andor M'Baku, somebody.
Yeah, no. It's
a little better now. I agree. Better about that.
Yeah, she'll still get it down the line, but it won't be this whole overnight Shuri and inherits the mantle and she's Black Panther. Not how it should go. You should have somebody who fucking actually knows how to fight, can defend the country right now. Because Shuri technically don't know how to do shit.
Whole push to give it to Shuri was just kind of the outrage. And I think you had said something about it. It was like, yeah, just calm down for a little bit. And just say either recast or make whoever else might have showed up in the first movie. The outrage reaction stuff that happens on the internet, it just turns into, you should do what we want.
So I still don't understand why maybe 50 to 100,000 people say some shit as opposed to the 100 million, 400 million you make in an opening weekend. They're not all the ones contributing to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Half of the people that are going to see the movie don't care.
They don't wait for it to show up on Netflix.
Yeah. One little group of people y'all are so scared of. Which is why they would not let me run a studio, because I would basically come out and say, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. Okay. Whatever. You got a right to shut the fuck up and deal with it.
Well, that's basically what Warner Brothers is doing right now.
Yeah.
Well, see, and that's the thing, but that's the flip side. Warner Brothers is just fucking dumb. Like, you have the best shit in the world right now. Why would you not continue? You
know what I mean, somebody has to say, yeah, we might have screwed up on this one. Maybe just a little bit. You can't ignore all the positive press, even the negative press around it. You can't ignore it. How is it impossible to do something with it?
Marvel put out a new show. Nobody talked about it.
Until this week.
Nobody talked. People gave two shits about Falcon Winter Soldier coming out. You had a hell of a weekend. All you had to do was come out and say, hey, you know what? We messed up. We're going to reevaluate and got some things we need to talk about. You could have said that. I'd have been, okay, well, that's at least a start. But it come out and be like, yeah, we ain't moving forward with this. Whatever. Really?
How many movies can they produce off of Justice League? What, four or five?
Well, again, as I said before, the main problem is that your Batman matters to Superman. Wonder Woman also matters to that Batman, that Superman. And then you also have Aquaman that matters to the Justice League. The Flash movie, how are you going to still do that if this particular Flash, this instance of the Flash, matters to the Justice League? So you already screwed up, and then you also have all these secondary characters like the Joker that matters to this Justice League's Batman and also showed up in Suicide Squad.
So, man, we got Robert Patterson. What are you talking about, son?
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't listen to Western vampires.
I think that movie is going to bomb.
How this Joker and the Joaquin Phoenix Joker relate to each other. They don't. And nobody's talking about that movie. Like, that's the sad thing. It's Batman. It's Batman. You should be talking about Batman. And nobody's talking about the movie. There's no anticipation for it. Because Warner Brothers doesn't know how to really market their movies like that. I mean, you got stuff coming out on HBO Max. Things like Dune coming out. I mean, I guess they did make some headway with Mortal Kombat. But they need to be pushing that every week.
Yeah. Probably, honestly, benefit of putting that Batman movie on HBO Max.
Yeah. Nobody's going to see that. But it's just their lack of vision. And then, like, whatever deal they're trying to do with Regal and releasing movies at a certain cutoff date.
Isn't that happening when they reopen or whatever?
If.
They're only going to release in Regal theaters.
Because they pissed off AMC.
That's just it, though. You don't have an audience. You got a handful of people that are that loyal that are going to say, well, I'm just going to go to Regal then because I want to see a DC movie. It's not like Marvel. Like,
well, it's not like a streaming service where, hey, I'll pay for HBO Max this month in order to watch something. It's not that same decision. I'm not going to drive out of my way when I'm going to drive past an AMC and a Cinemark to go to a Regal just to see a Warner Brothers movie.
DC could put out an individual Hawkman movie. I don't see everybody rushing to the movie there to see that. Whereas Marvel is really putting out Shang-Chi. Guarantee at least makes $150 million first weekend. It's going to be packed. Nobody knows who the fuck Shang-Chi is. Just like on
house. But basically,
who are these characters? Who the fuck are you?
I do.
What is this? But people are still going to go see it and be like, oh man, I ain't no shit about it, but I'm a fan now. Or they're going to be like, it was a crappy movie. They're going to love it. But they'll be there. Like Marvel can do that move and people would be like, oh fuck, I'm just going to Regal now because I got to see Black Panther. Whatever. DC doesn't have that luxury. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And why are you in a room confident to think that you can make these kind of moves?
Well, I mean, Disney has people paying for Disney Plus and $30 on top of that to pay for Mulan.
Mulan. Good Lord. That piece of shit.
And I guess they're going to be doing the same thing with Black Widow. So
I told you, I wouldn't be surprised Black Widow makes money off instead of paying the $30 to see it because I'm just a Marvel fan. And I trust that it's at least going to be decent. It's about what I spent if I went to the movie theater anyway, so.
Because when does that come out again?
July.
It's right. July 7th, if I'm not mistaken. All right. And that's supposed to be the final. We're not pushing it back no further. It's coming out that date. It'll be in theater and it'll be Disney Plus. That's what it is. So.
I would not be surprised if somewhere in that movie, like a mask or some shit, I wouldn't be surprised if that was her sister who carried her face.
What are you
talking about? The real one is really alive.
That's a rumor in the past, and it's kind of like a prequel sort of thing. There's this whole big theory that at the end, Natasha was never the real Black Widow that was in the Avengers. It was her sister the whole time.
I'm calling it.
Interesting. All right.
Look however she wants.
It's Jennifer Lawrence, Red Sparrow. She played a Russian super.
No. All I'm going to say is one movie. Very bad accent. Mother? That shit was fucking horrible.
Jennifer Lawrence is very inconsistent. She was okay in Passengers. She was okay in Silver Linings Playbook. A lot of other things I've seen her in, not good.
Yeah,
not First bad. Hunger Games, okay. She was okay. Pretty much everything else, nah.
I just didn't understand why she would want to come back to do a combo movie. They said she was having such an issue about finishing out the X-Men stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't want to put the face paint on or whatever, the like, blue suit.
Kind of becoming a problem. So, like, why would she even want to sign up for this? Other than you have to put on a whole bunch of makeup, you just in a fucking spandex suit or whatever kind of
put on a wig or something. I don't know. Yeah,
I was disappointed in Emily Blunt news only because I was really starting to buy that whole thing about her and John Krasinski. Well, that would be kind of cool. It's a big commitment. I will seem like you sign up for like one or two. They usually get you for about at least five or six. I mean, they're appearances, but at the end of the day, it still is what it is. So.